Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's good to have you with us for another Read the Word. Here we are, Sunday morning, October 16th.
Good morning.
Wow.
Good to have you with us.
Wow. Where did this year go? Day number 289 of this year. Can you figure out how many days are left? 76 days left. 76 days left. 71 days till Christmas.
Oh my goodness. Well, there's an awakening.
We broke the barrier, the 90-day barrier, a long time ago. Now it's getting close. Oh, my. Here we go. Well, today we're going to receive communion together with you. And we got two great chapters today, Matthew chapter 9 and 10, healing, and then Jesus sending out the 12 and all of his instruction. I know you're enjoying this as much as we are. And to see, we call it the majestic word of God, to see the majesty of this is just absolutely amazing. In the mighty name of Jesus, you send the shares out to
okay.
All right, thank you.
To Roger.
So here we go. Hold our Bible up. Make our confession. I should have it available for you, but it's not there. But that's all right. We know how to make a confession together. So say this with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
I receive this word.
I receive this word.
Hide it in my heart. And it produces a hundredfold return and more.
And it produces a hundredfold return and more.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. We are going to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. Thank God for his wonderful word that's able to make us stand and be strong and be powerful. I got to do a little more clicking here, but it's all right. When we realize the effects of God in every part of our life, you never, ever want to go back to anything except the fullness of God in your life. The moment you get this revelation that this ain't about church or religion, but about walking with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit every day, your life will be transformed and you will love the life as a believer.
Amen.
Because there's no list of do's and don'ts here. Just walk with the Father. He'll tell you exactly what to do and exactly what to don't. And you don't need me and you don't need me to give you a list. Because he's making this word come alive to you. But now I've gone to preaching. Matthew chapter 9. So he got into the boat. Sounds like something Jesus is doing a lot. And he crossed over and came to his own city. He's got a city, so he's probably got a house.
Very true.
Behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you." Notice he didn't see the man's face. He saw the faith of the people that brought him. These were the ones that dropped him down through the roof. Jesus' roof of Jesus' house. And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemes. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your hearts? To which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk? He's got him. He's got him pinned right down on the floor right now and getting ready to just take the last punch. Jesus didn't punch anybody, but, you know, it's just the old boxing story. That you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. And he arose, and he departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, who had given such power to men. But the Pharisees didn't glorify God. I added that last part. Right? 9. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. So he arose and followed him. Now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the house that, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? They're afraid to go see Jesus. They had to ask him, the boys, you know.
Yeah.
Jesus heard that. He said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He didn't come for the righteous. Then the disciples, verse 14. Then the disciples of John came to him saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom? John and the disciples were friends of the bridegroom. Jesus.
Yeah.
There's the verse. Mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break. The wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. And Jesus is talking about what he's going to do when he comes into people's life, the new wine. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 18. While he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshiped him, saying, my daughter has just died. These guys got to get their story together. One of them, he died. One of them, she's asleep. One is sick. And one of them, he comes to Jesus, and the other one says, he sent a servant. It doesn't matter. It's still a true story. So Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Suddenly, a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. That's how you build faith. So she said to herself and said to herself and said to herself and said to herself, and she built faith in her heart. And then Jesus walked by and she said, I'm going to go get my healing right now. And the woman was made well from that hour, 23, when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the players and the noisy crowd wailing. He said to them, make room for the girl who's not dead but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. You're going to get some ridicule for walking with God. That's just how it is. Learn to let it be your French bread, a big cinnamon roll. Just pick it up and eat it. Yeah. Oh, ridicule. Look at this one. It's got blueberry filling in it. When the crowd was put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went out into all that land. 27, he couldn't have been in Nazareth. He touched a dead body.
Wow.
We're studying Nazareth here at our house for a little bit, but it's good. Two blind men followed him, saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he came into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I'm able to do this? They said to him, Yes, Lord. He touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, let it be done to you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, See that no one knows it. But when they had departed, they spread the news about him in all the countryside. I think it's pretty cool. 32, and as they went out, behold, they brought to him a man, mute and demon-possessed. And when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke. And the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never seen like this in all of Israel. But the Pharisees said, He cast out demons by the ruler of the demons. Gnarly old cusses.
I know.
Get involved with the religious crowd that are related to the Pharisees and run by the same demon. Just get away from them. 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. What's that? Thy kingdom come to this earth as it is in heaven. God wants his kingdom in you. And that's where he puts it as soon as you're born again. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. That's where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And if that's what Jesus said then, how much more is the field white to harvest today? Huge, huge, huge. Chapter 10, when he called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits, to cast them out, to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Jesus deputized these men to go in the power of his name. Verse 2, now the names of the 12 apostles are Simon, who's called Peter, Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Verse 5, these 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, Do not go into the way of the Gentiles. Do not enter a city in the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So he sent him to his own people specifically. Verse 7, and as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver, nor copper in your money belts, nor a bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food. Now, whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in that city is worthy, and stay there till you go out. When you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Surely I say to you, it'll be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Cities are going to be judged. Nations are going to be judged on the day of judgment. Every human on the face of the earth is going to be judged. And at that point, when we're all in heaven being judged, the heavens and the earth will melt away, except where we are, and there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. Every human that's ever lived on earth will be in heaven. Some of them will get to stay.
Yeah.
Interesting thought, isn't it? All right, what verse was I on? 16. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and synagogues and scourge you in their synagogues. You'll be brought before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Don't you just love those words? I think those words are awesome, that my Father and his Spirit's going to speak through me and give me all the words I need to say. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
20:21. Now brother will deliver up brother to death, and father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in this city, flee to another. For assuredly I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. 24. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. That's a serious, serious lesson right there about following where you're supposed to be. The disciple will never be above his master. You're one of his disciples, no matter how smart you are, no matter how big a car you drive or how big a house you live in. A servant, a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher and a servant like his master. They have called the master of the house Beelzebub. How much more will they call those of his household? Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and nothing hidden that will not be made known. Verse 27. Whatever I tell you in the dark, you know, around the campfire, speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. Verse 30, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Say it. I am more valuable.
Amen.
32. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father. Wow. Who is in heaven? But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father, who is in heaven. Now, you don't have to go out and make an obnoxious mess of your life or somebody else's in order to prove to God that you're one of his.
Mm-hmm.
So you're of more value, but don't deny God at work just because everybody else is doing it. 34. Do not think I come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father and a daughter against her mother and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Not that it has to happen, but he's telling you it is going to happen. And a man's, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross up and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who keeps his life for my sake will find it. Now, there's a whole lot of statements in there. You don't have to hate your mom and dad or your brothers and sisters to be right with God. That's not what Jesus is saying there. But he is saying that when other people decide to go a different way than where you're going, don't follow them there. You be the lead, and they'll follow after you.
Amen.
Verse 40. He who receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of the righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Whoever gives one of these little ones a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. Now, all of that was about Jesus sending out the 12 into the communities where he was going to go. And that's what Jesus is doing with you and me every day, sending us into places where he needs us to be because he wants to get in there. And he's going to send you in there because there's somebody in there that's hungry and thirsting for righteousness, and they're desiring to be filled. And you and I know how to make that happen, so we'll be the prayer warriors and the prayer team to help them get there.
Amen.
Can I get an amen out of anybody? He who receives you receives me. That's what Jesus said. He who receives a prophet in the name of the prophet. You got to receive him in his own name. Receives the prophet's reward. He who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. Hallelujah. And I like that last one. If you even give a cup of cool water in my name, you will by no means lose your. Oh, in the name of a disciple, not in my name. Got to get that right. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, this is the point where we always say, circle the wagons. Of course, you and I are watching Jesus fulfill his mission on the earth. He came, he said it right there in those verses. He came preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Blind eyes open, deaf ears unstopped, lame legs walking, and, you know, who knows? He may even had a teeth healing ministry where people's teeth got healed.
Hallelujah. We have seen many people's teeth healed,
yep.
Actually.
Yep. and we're going to see more. Yes. So you can see Jesus is doing his daily duty. And then it comes time to send the disciples out. And, of course, they're deputized in Jesus' name. And everywhere they go, when they functioned in Jesus' name, everything, things happened like they needed to happen. And, you know, it's no different today in how Jesus sent them out is how he's sending you and I. Yeah. Some people say, what's God's will for my life? Cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead, freely ye have received, freely give. That's everybody's ministry. Because these signs follow them that believe. In my name, they cast out demons. In my name, they speak in new tongues. In my name, you're going to pick up something poisonous and it's not going to affect you.
Yeah.
Same thing that Jesus' ministry was. It's what he's going to do this whole ministry. And we're going to watch him. His influence level continually grows and develop because he's walking in faith and victory with God every day. So therefore, your favor will grow and your blessing will grow. And your whole household will grow, which will make you worth more and more so you can preach more and more gospel. I'm preaching pretty good right now, even if you are staring. Now, tonight we're going to receive communion. And as we receive communion, we pray the sinner's prayer. And so if you came here tonight and you're like, man, Pastor, I want to get born again, then we're going to pray the sinner's prayer in a minute. And you will be made one with God. How amazingly awesome is that? How amazingly awesome. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to turn to Luke chapter 22, and we're going to read our communion verses. And during communion, we're going to receive you into the kingdom. Those of you that are saying, I want to be born again, you're probably already there. You just have to say, Jesus, I receive you.
Yeah.
Amen. So let's read the verses about communion first. Here we go. Luke 22:14-23. And Sunday with us?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Verse 22:14. When the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles sat with him. And he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Right here, right now, tonight, Jesus has a fervent desire to receive these communion elements with everybody that's listening to us. How amazing is that? Keep reading. 16, for I say to you, I will no longer eat of the fruit until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. 17, he took the cup and he gave thanks and he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Another one of those bows. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. And then he says, the betrayer is at the table with me, and you know who you are. Man, that's the time to change immediately. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. 28, let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, 17 and 18. Love, God's perfect love, has been manifested among us in this, that we might have boldness in the excuse me, in the day of judgment. How can you have boldness, Pastor? Because as he is, so are we. He's righteous, so are we. His sins, well, he never sinned, but his life is covered by the blood, his blood, so are we. He is our elder brother. Thank God for him. But now I'm going to preach. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. He's the head, we're the body. When you finally espouse that doctrine and believe it, that solves a lot of churchianity doctrines. Now, verse 18, perfect love, cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. Why? Because there is no fear in God's perfect love. When Jesus comes, he casts out fear. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. I'll pray it. Sister Lana, pray it. You pray with us. And everybody who prays this prayer means it from the depths of your heart. In 2 minutes, you'll be right with God, perfectly standing there white as snow. And if he were to come in the next second, you'd go with him. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
That is amazing. Now, prayer of salvation. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, make your statement. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of
God. And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Wow. Put your arms out and just say it. I receive you into my life.
I receive you.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your
mercy. All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my
with
life.
With all of the fullness of God.
With all of the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
pray
of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and language. Live a successful life.
And live a successful
life. As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're what you've been looking for. And you found us. Now, that amazing experience that's going on the inside of you right now is happening because you just said, Jesus, come in. And the author and finisher of our faith just came and made his abode in you. Your Savior, your Lord, he's in there. And by the Spirit of God, the Father's in there. And the Son's in there. And the Spirit's in there. God Almighty just came and made abode inside of you. He said, I will be to you a God and you will be to me a people. And he said, come out from among them and be separate. And I will be your father, and you will be my children. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17 says that you and I, anyone who's led by the Spirit, and you were because you're here, you are the sons of God. And you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You might say, Pastor, how can all this happen to one guy in 2 minutes? Well, that ain't all that happened. He washed your sins away through it, the sea of his forgetfulness. He's got a cement slab where it's washed sins away, and it just washes it right down into the sea, and it just totally disappears. And then he gave you his righteousness, the same righteousness Father gave him. So you're going to live for God with no trouble. Now, what's your responsibility? My responsibility is your responsibility. Mine is to walk together with God every day of our life. Don't worry about a bunch of do's and don'ts. Just walk with God. When you wake up in the morning, say, Father, help me walk with you today. Now, at the beginning, that's all you'll pray. But there'll come a day where you'll be praying all kinds of stuff. Why? Because you have now built that relationship with the Father who lives right down in here. In Jesus' mighty name. My email address and website's there. We are here to help you walk with God. So if this is new to you, click like, subscribe, and hit the bell. This program is called Read the Word, where we're reading through the Bible chronologically in 1 year. It's pretty awesome. And the revelation that we received is just absolutely amazing. It's been an amazing year. And we want you to be connected to this program. And then once you like and subscribe to Samuel J. Cottle a YouTube page, and you'll know every time we got something coming up, and you'll get that notification. And we're on here 3 times a day. And do that on purpose to be a blessing and help you walk with God. Tell me your story. Send me an email. Send me some pictures. You and your family, we're going to put up on a board there where we can have a partner board from wherever you are around the world. We want to be a blessing to you. Well, let's receive the communion elements. Jesus said, if you only knew how much I longed to receive this with you. Well, Jesus, we long to receive it with you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Ready? I'll pray a prayer. You follow. Sister Lynn will say it. You say it. And we're going to receive communion right now. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these
for this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with
Jesus,
you, Lord.
You were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying in my body.
Every joint supplying in my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive his body broken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that your body was broken so that ours would not be broken.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you that your body was broken so we would have entrance into it and be a part of the mighty, awesome force of God on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' mighty name. Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with
my
Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
And has no more power in my life.
And has no more power in my life.
By the blood of Jesus, I'm a new creation.
By the blood of Jesus, I'm a new creation.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
Don't you just love that? By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass
and can't
over.
Be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let me receive his bloodshed. In the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Well, here we go. Let's sing our song. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you for joining with us today. Thank you. Those of you that's been with us since the beginning, man, turn around and just take one look at everything we've learned this year and how much you've grown and developed in God, and give him the glory. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, because you alone are worthy of it all. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's all we got. Anything else we got to say, love? All right. Well, may you have a wonderful Sunday.
Have a wonderful day, yes.
May you have a wonderful Sunday wherever you are. And honestly, communicate. Send me questions. It doesn't matter if I've been asked a question. I said it tonight earlier, and I like this statement from the Holy Spirit. Ask a question, because it'll remind us of a foundation we got to teach again. Might as well do it for you. Tell us your story. Give us a prayer request. If there's any way we can be a blessing to you, we will be. Those of you from around the world, if you want to do this in your native language and you want your native language to hear this, read the word, you contact me by email, hdpreacherman@gmail.com, and I will help you figure this out, because we know how to do it. You just got to have a good partner in your nation, and we'll make it happen in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we say. We love you.
Love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.